Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Unlike a lot of radio and TV personalities, David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation, only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. And now, brace yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, here comes the unfiltered truth about money, investing, and retirement planning from a man who will give it to you straight. No bias and no spin. Here he is, David Holland.
The unfiltered truth. You can count on it, ladies and gentlemen. And let's get right to the truth. There's a lot going on in the market. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And we've, of course, got to talk about Facebook.
The fastest 5 minutes in finance with Scott Connor.
And let's talk about that. Okay, let's get right to it. First of all, Scott Connor continues to be the good husband dad that he is. And so he is not going to join me on the program today. We'll have him in another day. Scott's always here, but he's helping out, so he could not be with us on the program today. But let's get to some of the things that are interesting in the markets and in the news. First of all, let's do a quick rundown of where we are with the markets, and then we'll get into Facebook, which we've got to talk about. Dow snapped a losing streak that we'd had for several days, closing up over 12,500 points, up about 135 points at the close. And S&P did likewise, up actually percentage and a half, up about 20 points, closing at 1316. NASDAQ was up. It was a little bit more on fire. 2.5% up for the day. Wow, that's pretty good. Up 28.47. Oil sneaking back up a little over a percentage, a little over a point and a half, 1.2 on the day, closing at 92.68. 10 years or treasuries are holding pretty steady at 1.7. And then gold slipped a little, but not much to talk about. So, you know, it's encouraging. It was starting to, I tell you what, it was starting to bum me out, ladies and gentlemen. 5-6 days in a row of the market sliding. We're like, hey, wait a minute. What happened to the market improving? So we still see some good things out there, but there had been enough negative news that all kind of piled up. And we've been looking at it from an investment standpoint for our clients. And, you know, I meet with Scott, meet with Kaylin, who also works here as on part of the investment team and who actually it has a lot of compliance involvement as well. And so we get together and we talk about what's happening in the market and kind of set our strategies for our clients. And we're seeing hopefully what we will continue to see is kind of a building of a base for what will be the next growth of the market. But some of this is some natural pullback, and then some of it's just born out of bad news, Greece, Spain, the usual offenders that we've been dealing with for some time now. Now, we got to talk about Facebook. Got to talk about Facebook. So if you're one of those unlucky, but now to be determined as lucky folks that try to buy Facebook and weren't able to get your shares, well, now maybe you're lucky. If we look at where the stock closed, let me get you the final number, closed just over $34 a share. And here's what you need to know. That is below its opening price. It started out at $38 a share. But what final close was $34.03, down 11% for the day. Monday's close down 11%. Now, that's not good. Usually when a company goes IPO, what they try to do with setting the demand, you know, kind of gauging demand and setting the proper price, is they try to have the stock, in fact, the Wall Street Journal just did an article on this. They talk about trying to have the IPO pop. They always want it to pop. They always want it to grow that first day and hopefully be up 10, 15 or more percent. But Morgan Stanley, who was the lead lender, lead banker on this deal, they ended up having to step in and buy shares to help hold the price just above or right at the opening price for the day. That's not a good sign. Now, does that mean that Facebook's going to fall apart? Of course not. It just means that what they did is they messed up a little bit. If you recall, and if you've been watching this, they had set an original price and number of shares that they were going to offer. And based on the demand, they said, well, you know what? Maybe we should offer a few more shares and we'll raise the price. And so what happened is a lot of folks that had said, yeah, we want stock, ended up getting a lot more stocks delivered than they were expecting. Wall Street Journal did an interview, and one particular hedge fund manager learned on Friday morning that it was receiving 500,000 more shares than they originally expected. And so in an interview with the hedge fund, they're like, well, you know, it got us a little nervous, and they called, and everybody else had had the same thing happen to them. But when the market, when the IPO launched and we saw it, you know, kind of close even from where the IPO opening price was, then, you know, they got a little nervous and they sold some at a loss. So, you know, it's I think what happened is they made a decision to offer more shares at a higher price, and maybe that wasn't the right decision now in hindsight. But here's the other issue. If you look at the price to earning ratio, which is basically the price the stock is trading at versus the earnings per share, Facebook has had some drop in its earnings, and its earnings are down because of a lot of expenses. And so the issue right now is they're trading at a 50, 70, somewhere between 50 and 70, depending on what numbers you're looking at, but they're trading over 50 times their projected earnings. And so they are a lot more expensive than, say, a Google, who is trading at about 14 times earnings. So right now, there's a lot of air, as we say in the financial world. There's a lot of air you're buying in buying Facebook. So we better hope to see a lot of revenue generated by virtue of those 900 million or so subscribers or members of Facebook. There better be a lot of liking going on Facebook. So that's kind of an update on what's going on. We'll, of course, as soon as Scott's back in, we'll have to beat it up some more, the subject, not Facebook, and talk more about it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got kind of an interesting, and I with a crack in my voice, I will tell you that we have an interesting guest on the program today. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And if you heard my voice crack right before the break, well, you'll find this to be very ironic. We have a special guest on the program today that's, and I'll find a way to tie this into finances. You know I will. We have a very special guest, Bill Patty, your voice professor. Bill, you there?
Hi, how you doing? I sure am.
All right, very good. Well, and there's that beautiful voice. Well trained. So, Bill, you are a self-admitting, I guess that's the right word, radio TV personality, and of course you are a college professor and have done that for quite a while, I understand.
That's right. So I decided to create a company called Your Voice Professor and teach people how to speak.
Now, well,
and probably you're saying I know how to speak, except when my voice cracks.
Well, what I'm thinking right now is I'm thinking I'm now nervous, and I don't usually get nervous on my radio program, but no, I think it's really neat that you're on the program with us. And for our listeners, you've got a website, yourvoiceprofessor.com, and there's a lot of good stuff there, including tools that people can get access to learn how to speak and speak well. And there's so many important things about, you know, obviously for people that all walks of life, not just people that do on the radio or on television, but people that are communicating with others on a regular basis.
Sure. You know, life is about performing. It's not just performing on the radio, but you're performing at your job. You're performing with your wife. You're performing with your date. You're performing when you see your family, your friends. This is about performing. You're communicating. This is something people today don't think about. They say, well, I know how to speak already. Why should I have you teach me how to speak? Well, because you don't know how to speak properly. You've never been taught how to articulate words and resonate your voice and project your voice and do the kinds of things that announcers do, but you should do as well, so that you are clear and understood and also have the confidence and the ability to really communicate well.
Well, you know, Bill, I've been in a number of social settings, you know, the chamber events and after hours for business, and you go and there's always folks that are, you can kind of tell, are used to communicating more than others, and they tend to get a lot more attention, or people naturally gravitate to them, or they get the floor, if you will. They get the attention.
Sure. If you're a great communicator, in other words, your voice is strong and has confidence, and you have the body confidence as well, you know, that body language that's important as well, that kind of communication, you're going to really be right out there center stage. People are going to notice you when you walk into a room. They will notice your voice. That's one of the first things I get when people talk to me on the telephone is, wow, what a great voice. And they start to listen more carefully to the message that I have to deliver to them. So that's important, whether you're selling yourself or whether you're selling a product or a service. Whatever business you're in, if you can communicate it properly, you're going to sell it, obviously, a lot better.
Well, we see it on the big stages. We see it in the politics. We see it on television. The person that most people can do their own version of bad imitation of Ross Perot, you know, you remember way back,
sure,
and his unique style of speaking, it is something that people look to and listen to. So your website's yourvoiceprofessor.com. And you were telling me before we got started that there are tools there. What are some of the things that people can get access to if they really want to improve their voice and how they communicate?
Well, we talked a little bit about, you know, resonance. What is resonance? It's quality of voice. That's the way you sound when you talk to someone. Now, perhaps your voice is a little high, or perhaps you feel like you mumble or stumble, which a lot of people do, or you talk too quickly. These are the kinds of things you can correct very, very quickly. This is not brain surgery. I'm not licensed in any way. I just come in, and within a few hours, I give you the ability to understand in your mind what the process is that goes on when you speak, because it involves your vocal folds. Now, what is a vocal fold? Well, some people call them vocal cords. They're in your throat. They are a mucous membrane that needs care. It's another part of your body that you have to take care of, just like you would any other part of your body that you want to function for your whole lifetime. So you have to train your voice properly. You have to use it properly. You can't overuse your voice. There's all kinds of problems that can develop with your voice if you don't maintain it properly. Things like drinking water, always water, not soda, not coffee, not tea, which have caffeine and dry out your body. No, it's important. It's water that will actually be the liquid that will kind of lubricate your mucous membrane down there, that vocal fold, and make you talk better and make you talk longer, so you don't have pain or some kind of a sore throat after you get done talking for a long period of time. These are just little tips that you'll get, and little information that will change the way you communicate with people. You will have an advantage over other people because you're going to be able to communicate better, and you're going to be able to sell them on yourself. And we're all trying to sell something, right, David?
Absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's what we all, even if somebody's not really strictly in a sales capacity, employees of a company are selling their employer on, you need me because I want you to pay me and I want this job. And there's just all walks of life. You'll be proud of me, Bill. I've already had 4 ounces of my 8-ounce little bottle water while we've been talking so far. My wife listens to the program, and I think she's going to know now to cut me off on water if it'll stop me from talking. Okay. No, but we do need to stop for a momentary break. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And we're talking with Bill Patty, yourvoiceprofessor.com, with some good, useful tips. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, I have Bill Patty, a special guest today, and it's a little different than, you know, our talk about heavy-duty finance, there's a definite tie-in that how you speak will have a direct impact on your success in business. Would you agree with that, Bill?
Absolutely. And actually, you know, speaking has a lot to do with making money. I always say there's three reasons you have to be voice speech trained, and that's money, love, confidence. How to make more money in your lifetime. Get voice speech training. Because, you know, it's about customer service. No matter what business you're in or what service you provide to people, it's about giving them what they want, particularly on the telephone. Now, I know, David, you probably have talked to people on the telephone a lot. You've found situations where you can't get to an operator, or when you do, it's a person who mumbles, stumbles, and can't give you the proper information about the company. I've actually talked to people who say the name of the company, and I don't understand what they're saying. I can't understand the name of your company on the telephone. That is a real negative. You're not going to make more money if you don't give people that customer service that's so important today. Still important, like it was years ago, but there are less companies giving it. The ones that do provide it will make the money. Now, love. David, I'm assuming you're married. I think you mentioned your wife, right?
I am. Her name is Toni, and she just can't get enough of my program because, you know, I talk at night. She's got to hear it all day, too.
The fact is, if you're looking for love, and David is not looking for love, I want to just let his wife know. The fact of the matter is, and I'm in the dating scene right now online, so I know about this personally because women and men are attracted to certain types of voices. Men are attracted to that high feminine voice, and women are attracted, of course, to that deep resonant voice in a male. Believe me, it can open the door for you, not just for business, but in your dating life, in finding a better looking person to date and perhaps have children with. I mean, this opens up all kinds of avenues for you if you're a great speaker, if you can put together a full sentence without saying, you know, those kinds of things. So this is important, money, love, and finally, confidence. How can we develop that personal confidence that makes us stand out in the crowd that you were talking about? When you go to those chamber meetings, those business lunches, where you have to stand up and do your little 30-second blurb about your business, you know, do you have that 30 seconds all set to go? Can you project and resonate and give people the information they need and do it in such a way that they are really enticed into wanting to do business with you? That's what this is about, success, your personal success, how to make your life better in so many ways just by learning how to communicate.
That's pretty clear. That's pretty clear, Bill. It's yourvoiceprofessor.com, Bill Patty. He's our guest today. And you've been a college professor. You've done radio and TV. You've seen this in a lot of different situations. And have you had situations that you've observed? We certainly don't need to maybe call somebody out by name or anything like that. But have you seen situations where it's almost like a train wreck where somebody's just not able to communicate and you almost want to give them a quick lesson right there on the spot?
Well, you know, you mentioned Ross Perot, and it's kind of odd because the other day they were talking about vice presidents who ran for offices, a gentleman who ran for vice presidents with a guy who did not win, okay, and the negative connotations of that. And
right.
Ross Perot had this guy named, I think it was called James Stockdale was his name. Was that his name?
That sounds right.
Yeah, and he came out with a statement when he first went on television, and I don't know, this goes back a few years. Perhaps you don't remember this, but it was a really strange opening statement he made during a debate, a vice presidential debate. And he is remembered for that. That's all, and he was a war hero.
Yeah, he was a bright guy.
Yeah.
I think he said, it was a question he didn't want to answer, or maybe it was for real, but he said he didn't have his hearing aids on.
And he also said something like, "My name is James Stockdale. Who am I? What am I doing here?" That was his opening statement. Okay. So sometimes you can be defined by what you say or don't say permanently. I mean, people will take that first 4 to 8 seconds. Hey, David, we only have 4 to 8 seconds to make an impression on people. Believe it or not, that's it. They're going to decide if they like us with what we're wearing and all of the information they're receiving from us with the voice and speech included in 4 to 8 seconds. So Mr. Stockdale lost out in that 4 to 8 seconds. We want to take advantage of that, make people like us, make people want to do business with us. And the way to do that, of course, is to, well, dress well, you know, have all the latest gadgets, have the smartphones and all of that, but also to have the ability to communicate one-on-one, to make that eye contact, to use the right body language. All of these things can make you a winner.
You know, it's so right. It's so true, Bill, because I will confess I have been in situations where another professional or whatever it is, and whoever they are, and I have gone through that, realizing I'm going through that quick assessment process, and what I'm hearing in my brain is, I don't like this person very much.
Right, exactly.
And it's just how, it's just, that doesn't make somebody, you know, a Scrooge. It's just how our minds work.
Our minds work, and that's how society works. It's just the way it goes. So, you know, I do a little work as a stand-up comedian, and the famous stand-up comedians, people like Jerry Seinfeld, will tell you that when he comes out on stage, despite the fact he's on television, people will give him 1 minute to be funny. 1 minute.
Wow.
And they know who he is. When they see me, and they don't know who I am, they give me 30 seconds to be funny. So, you know, it's a quick situation. You have to really jump in there and do something that people are going to remember you for, not something silly or goofy, but something that really stands out in their mind, where you say, this gentleman is polished, he's confident, he's got the voice, the speech skills, he's, you know, he's intelligent, he's educated, he's got all the qualities we want to deal with our company or our business or his career. We want to improve his career, whatever it happens to be.
It's critical. Well, Bill Patti is my guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He's got a website, yourvoiceprofessor.com. And on there, you mentioned, and we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break, but you've got a CD set that people can get access to that allows them to really work on their at their own pace and use this information to better their vocal skills.
That's right.
All right, very good. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Bill Patti's with us. Stay tuned.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and we have a special guest, and Lisa's laughing at me because you heard my voice crack there just ever so slightly. It only does that, Bill, when you're on the line here, okay? And so Bill Patti's with me, yourvoiceprofessor.com. Yeah, I was going to ask you, and of course, I don't want you to beat me up too much, but you know, one of the things that I've witnessed or noticed in my own working and communicating is, you know, I've done plenty of presentations over the years, and then of course, you know, if you don't do it every day, or if you're not speaking as much, you know, we went through putting together a TV show, and I would literally be taping and speaking all day because we might knock out, you know, two or three shows. And if I hadn't done it recently, I noticed at the end of the day that my voice was just done.
Right.
And so I guess the question is there a way to always stay ready? I mean, one of the things that people sometimes call our, you know, our voices, it's a muscle too, and we got to keep it lubricated with water, but also keep it strong. So are there ways for us to keep that strong resonating voice all the time?
Yeah, and it is a muscle really, and the more you use it, the better and stronger it will get. However, you can't overuse it, as you can't overuse your muscles in your legs. And the same thing will happen. You'll get tired and weak, and you'll have a problem. Same with your voice. But I've noticed, because of announcing, when I was doing a lot of announcing every day, that my voice would get stronger and I could handle more of it. And when I do less of it, I have a little more of a problem with that. There's certain times of the day my voice sounds better, and that's the time of day I want to be recording or want to be doing voice work. So these are the kinds of things, you know, on a personal level, because you are more familiar with your body than anybody else. And what you said there was really interesting, because, of course, your voice is going to get tired. So you have to remember, the only thing that can take care of a tired voice is rest. That is why singers like Celine Dion, who's a very famous singer, will rest her voice 3 days before before she records a song and rest her voice 4 days before she starts doing an engagement in Las Vegas. By resting, I mean no talking at all.
Really?
She writes on a pad of paper. This is very common for actors, particularly on Broadway, who are doing 8 shows a week and they only have Monday off. Monday is no talk day.
Wow.
Because that's the only way to make your voice go back, you know, with that irritation and the swelling you may get from overusing your voice, where it's going to go back to where it should be, pristine and ready to sound at its maximum. So this is serious business for people who use their voice. We have a lot of people today on American Idol and some of these television programs who are being, people like Justin Bieber, who are being literally driven through the touring to the point where their voice is being used not just on stage, but also doing interviews to promote records and what have you.
And they get no rest.
And no rest for the voice. And he's having right now serious problems with his voice. Adele from England already had laser surgery on her voice, and she's very young. This is quite common. A lot of people on the Idol tour will actually have to get off and take a month off without talking because they've overused their voice. So this is critical that they don't understand that because they're very young and they're not being handled properly. Someone has to make sure they're aware of how to take care of their voice, the care and feeding and nurturing of that voice, if you want it to last a lifetime and sound at its maximum all the time.
You know, Bill, I really did not know it was that serious. I just thought they end up straining their voices and all of that, and that makes a lot of sense to me what you just described, because I've noticed that, you know, obviously I don't quit my day job. I'm not a TV personality, and that's all I do, because I do financial planning every day working with clients, and then I'll have a day that's scheduled, like on a Friday, where okay, I'm going to tape 2 or 3 shows, and I haven't had that rest beforehand. So I need to make sure. Thank you for that. That's a good, very good tip. And I'm going to apply it and take the day before to rest my voice.
Excellent.
And this type of information is available on your website, yourvoiceprofessor.com.
Absolutely. And I do individual classes.
Really?
Yes. Whether it be on like Skype, where I actually see people and we work together, or on the telephone. I also do corporate classes where I'll come in and teach a large group of people in 3 hours in a PowerPoint presentation how to change their lives, how to adjust and make sure that they understand that their telephone work for their company is the most important job in the company. The person who answers the phone as the receptionist is more important than the CEO. It's true, because that is the first person you hear when you call that company. And if you have a good impression of that person and that company, it's going to make dollars ring at your CEO's office. So this is really important, because people who are answering that phone or working the phone, they don't have a high self-confidence level. They don't think they're really all that important to the company. I come in, make sure they understand that, and learn the techniques for the articulation, resonance, projection, pitch and tone, the kinds of smiling when you talk on the telephone, very, very important. Because there's such a difference in the delivery when I smile now. See how much warmer when I just take that grin and put it across. Hi, David. How you doing? So great to talk to you again. You sound fantastic on the radio. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. Now, you felt better about what I just said because I smiled.
You made me smile.
Yeah, and most people don't realize that. A lot of people allow their physical problems. They don't feel well that day, or they've got an ache in their back. They allow that to leak into their voice. This is a performance. We're supposed to be like actors. We're on the telephone. We don't worry about the cold we have. We get through it, and we go through it, and we do the best we can, and we'll project a better person on that telephone.
Outstanding, Bill. Well, we are going to have to leave with a little bit of a frown because we're out of time, but thank you very much for being on the program. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bill Patty joining us today, yourvoiceprofessor.com. And go there and get some good information. And also, there are some products and services available. Bill, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed it.
All right. Thank you. That's all the time we have, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland and keep up with Scott Connor by following us on Twitter at Real Money Radio.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.